CliffCentral.com. Back like I don't with you.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
With you?
What?
We were playing the censored version.
Is that how you feel right now?
It's a really good song. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is our life. This is what our life has become. A Big Sean song. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I'm feeling the song. I'm like, that's how I feel right now. Right now.
Yeah.
I don't give a right now.
You know what? I fuck with you guys that are listening.
Yeah.
Everyone that's listening, you guys are my people.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
everyone
all I
else,
care about. All y'all that are no longer team weekly mashup, you know what you know what you can do with that.
We don't do the boo.
Yeah. We don't
I'm kidding. We're playing, guys. We're playing.
We don't give a
Okay. Oh my gosh, Haiti.
So seemingly our weeks have been going kind of the same, haven't they?
It seems so. I mean, if Big Sean is your soundtrack, you know you've got problems.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, really? That's what's happening in your life right now? Yes, that's what's happening.
You know what? If people communicated with songs, our lives would be so much easier, right?
Yeah, I know. It would be so much easier.
Like, Haiti, how are you doing? Well, listen to Big Sean, I Don't Fuck With You, and yeah, we'll talk again.
Yeah, okay, but that's how I'm doing. I'm not, like, directing it at you, because that would be, like, awkward.
That would be so awkward. Yeah, that would be very like, so does this mean Thursdays, we record in different places, but
if it's
happening.
Like, you record in the other studio, I'm in this one. I don't want to see your face. And don't laugh.
And I got a million trillion things that I'd rather fucking do. That would be it.
That's really it. That's really there's things I'd, like, rather do, but I have to be here with you.
So how are you? So you're saying I'm we didn't even introduce ourselves today to all the new listeners.
Hey, how you doing, new listeners? If you are new to the show, this is the weekly mashup with the beautiful Candace Mama.
Yes, hello guys.
And you're supposed to holler back.
Oh, and this is Tamisha Masha.
Oh, just Tamisha Masha. No adjectives for me. No adjectives. I said the beautiful Candace Masha, and I'm just plain old Tamisha Masha. Okay. This is why people get themselves into a Big Sean song. This is exactly why.
When dedication starts to happen.
Yeah,
when dedication
exactly.
starts to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah.
I hear
but,
you.
Let's see. I'm trying to find something for you, actually.
Oh, is this like we already starting if we had to communicate in music?
No, you know what?
Subliminal messaging.
We don't have it. It's not here.
Yes. What song was it going to be, though?
I was probably going to play The Blame Game or something. Like actually, Kanye West says it's best because Kanye's got some messed up relationships.
And what I like about Kanye. It's that one that goes, let's play the blame
game.
Oh.
I love you. You know that one?
Yeah. Kanye's been through the most.
I call you short and you call me as my first resort and my last resort. Yeah. You know. You call me motherfucker for long.
Yeah, that one.
It's a very sad song because like, I was living that, you know, for a couple of years. Yeah. Anyway, the state capture report came out yesterday.
Yeah, after fighting for so long.
Yeah, it was bound to come out. I don't know why those guys always fight things because they know they're not using their own money.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got some experience right now with like the cost of litigation. And generally, I would prefer not to go to court. In fact, lawyers are my
expensive.
Least favorite people.
They're so expensive.
They're not just expensive. They're like, they don't do much, really.
They talk.
They just talk. And like, if you see a lawyer coming at you in the mall, like walking towards you, don't even look at, don't acknowledge, look the other way and run, because if as soon as you acknowledged and he saw you look at him and for that moment and for the rest of the moment until he gets to his car, he's charging you like, and then I saw you at the mall,
a consultation fee,
yeah, no, a full one, like, and then I saw you at the mall.
Oh wow.
And then I don't know if you looked like you were dodging me, but you had an anxiety in your face and I looked at you with reassurance. So therefore, I mean, you know, I deserve
that's,
to get
that's
paid for
enough.
It. Yeah.
That's enough.
So I think that the reason why these shenanigans are going on with you know, the president as well as the Van Rooyens of this world and all the other people who wanted this report to stay quiet is because they don't respect us. They know that someone else is going to pick up that bill, you know?
But you know what the problem with the state capture report is? From
is
the little bit I have seen of it, it doesn't tell us anything we really didn't know. Like, it's kind of just a document that tells us everything that we've been speaking about, which is this Van Rooyen was hired by the Guptas, and they met, like, four times. And
no,
you
they
know,
met,
like,
he went to the Gupta house seven times a row. Like, the only time you go see someone seven times in a row like every day for seven days is if you just started shagging. You know what I mean? Like that first week where you, like, you literally started 7 days ago.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, listen, I got work to do. I got to see family.
Like, I got to live my life.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Like, it's yes. it's enough. I hope you're good because I'm good.
Yes, but then also the CEO, Brian Molefe, he was also in the report.
Oh, yeah, the CEO of, yes. of Eskom.
That he called 44 times.
44 Look, times in how long? AJ called him 44 times.
No, no, no. He called AJ 44 times.
Yo, airtime, yeah, praying, no matter.
And AJ called him back 14 times, which is very ironic because AJ is the billionaire, but he's using less airtime for
the exchange. You know what I mean? That's how it usually works, though, because, I mean, billionaires are the most stingy people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Have you ever met, like, a really generous billionaire? You never
I've never met a billionaire.
I've met one. That's true, though. You would. And I would second that. I would be like, what the hell are you doing?
I'm playing. What are you still doing?
Playing with this guy. Damn it. Get pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. No,
he wouldn't do that. No, he wouldn't do that. But, yeah, I mean, most billionaires that I've met are reluctant to pick up the tab, you know?
Yeah.
And no, I find that,
that's
like,
that's how they save their money.
It's like, but, dude, like, let's be honest. Between the four of us, you're the billionaire here.
Could you just stop being cheap for
Yeah, once? I mean, like, it's like literally $1,500.
Oh my God.
Are we gonna split it?
Yeah.
Are we really gonna split $1,005 when you are carrying millions of millions of millions of thousands?
Oh. But then again, in the same report as well, another confirmation that we've been speaking about for 3 years and I'm so sick of it.
Right.
President Zuma and the Guptas have been confirmed to have been in in business transactions that would enrich the president. So I'm like, bad guys. What is the state capture report telling us that we did not know?
What I realize about Africa, ne?
Yeah.
And this is the truth about Africa. If your president is lousy, and by lousy, I mean, like, if he doesn't care about the people, if he's easy to buy, like he's cheap. Like, I think, you know what? I'm not just saying this to diss our president. I have a lot of respect for a man in authority. But the problem with our president is we all know what he's doing. But at the same time, he's so cheap, you know, like for $500,000, or if you want to build that new nuclear power station, I'm sure that if they gave him $20 million, it's too much. I doubt it very much. I believe it's probably, you know, I don't know. But
don't
it couldn't
know.
Have
I
been
feel,
that much.
I feel like what gets exposed about the president isn't close to covering the amount of stuff he's actually doing. I think to us, he maybe wants to be perceived as inadequate and, you know, like this bimbo and dummy. But I think he's actually like plotting that when I leave this presidency, I want to be balling. Like, I'm going to be balling.
But he just wants to
happy.
Sit there in Kandla, that's all. He just wants to chill.
You know what? He wants to chill and
he's
have
not,
a
he's
lot
not
of
buying
resources.
A Ferrari, eh? He's going to buy a couple more cows and
you know,
watch
wives
them grow.
Are expensive. Wives are very expensive.
The wives are expensive.
So, you know, there's just a lot. But I just feel like I might be incriminating myself by just having this conversation. And I still want to work, so.
It's okay. Like, I'm not working at the moment, so it's okay. You know, I mean.
You might not be working ever if we continue this conversation.
You know, it's fine. I think we have to talk about it. My thing is, wives are expensive. I'm learning my expensive lessons every day.
Oh man.
So it's better, it's cheaper to keep it, you know. I think I understand what the president is doing here. He's like, I'll just marry you, and when I'm tired of you, I'm not divorcing you, I'm just marrying someone else.
Yeah,
which I think actually makes a lot of sense if you think about
really?
We keep it all in the family, because if you think about it, like, are you gonna complain that I've just married someone else but nothing has changed in your life? I still owe you every month, right?
You know what, I feel like, okay, it's so funny, I was having this discussion, it wasn't about the president, but I was having a discussion with my brothers and a couple
they
of other people
me.
No and a couple of other guys, and the thing is with men, they saying that it's a reality that men will cheat, right? Or men will stray outside of a relationship.
Men say that to cover their asses.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so that's what I said. I was like, no, there's no such thing as men are so weak that they need to relieve themselves elsewhere.
Yeah.
But then they were also saying that, you know, sometimes, like, you know, when you... Wait, where were we?
I don't know. We're talking about,
remember.
Like... marrying someone new instead of getting a divorce and like every couple of years having
a
wedding.
And they actually justified. They justified that why men would cheat is because, tribally speaking, in Africa.
Oh no, your brothers did not go there. Right, in what tribe? In what area? In the Remsig suburban area? Like while you guys were at the mall drinking lattes?
No, they were saying historically, you know, we weren't
and
designed
affected
for
by
no-
that,
monogamy.
You know? Yeah.
And then, you know, most men, I find that, will always say, not even in nature. Like, you look at a lion, there's one lion, 10 lionesses. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Although,
we
like,
humans, we
lions,
be bald.
The lions are balling, though. The lions.
We be bald. We be bald. So then I came in and I said, you know what, fine. I will accept it. Okay, so if I go into a relationship with someone and he's like, babe, because men will never tell you this bull crap. But they
Not before you marry anyway.
No. So then if this conversation did come up, I'd be like, okay, cool. No, I completely agree because I never know. Maybe I might be in Paris someday and meet a nice little French man and maybe I can't control myself. Okay. So you know what? Yes, let's have an open relationship.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. So you're turning it around.
Yeah, let's all but have you don't a mean free
it.
For all.
No,
let's
you don't mean it. But Candace, you don't mean it. You don't really want that little French man. You don't really want it.
I don't want a little French man, no.
Yeah, exactly. So why did you go there?
No, I knew but when it you could said, be a little Italian man.
From yeah, exactly. See, the language you're using right now tells me that you don't really mean it. Because you don't want a little anything, really, it. Right?
No. Because for me, like genuinely speaking, like I'm a giver in a relationship. And I really don't, if I'm committed to someone, I don't have, like I don't entertain other people. So I just feel like I should get the same respect. And because most women mean it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they were like, no, it's because with women, they're always CVs. Men are always like submitting CVs.
Yes.
Like, please review me for my
Yes.
And women are always rejecting.
Yeah,
like,
you guys
reject.
Are like major HR right there. You're like HR for days.
But we like, but men and women operate differently. Men are attracted to aesthetics. Women aren't necessarily attracted to aesthetics. So you could be like flipping Brad Pitt.
There are a lot
hot.
Of ugly men with a lot of hot women.
Because you can be Brad Pitt hot and just not like stimulate my mind or like be like just like, oh girl, I'm so hot, like, you know, I'm just gonna go to gym and eat fish.
I thank God
screw
for
that.
That, you know, I like, thank God for that great equalizer, because otherwise I must be fishing from a very shallow pond. Thank you, Lord, for providing.
Yeah, that woman don't look for looks, right?
Yeah, and but as I get older, I'm leaning more on my personality.
No, but can I
because
I
have
you
to.
What I don't understand with men, right, is, okay, fine, I date you, or, you know, I date you, you think I'm attractive, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily dating you because you're attractive. I'm dating you because you make me laugh and you make me whatever. And then you want me to tell you how attractive you are. And I'm like, you're attractive to me. It doesn't mean that I think you're attractive to the general population of
women. Can I tell you something
crazy, though? What?
Okay. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to first start with what you just said. Right?
Okay.
So a man starts dating you and he's like, whoa, this woman's way out of my league. You know, but she lost some of my jokes, which is so hot. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm just so lucky. And then he gets you and he's like, I got her. I can't believe it. Yeah. So for the the honeymoon phase is just really, I just can't believe I got her.
Yes. And then all of a sudden.
And then it sinks in.
Yeah.
And then once it sinks in, it's like,
then he becomes arrogant as if.
And then it's like, if I can get her though,
I can get anyone out
of my league.
I don't understand.
What if I
that?
Tried this newfound power with someone else?
Can I tell you, that is God honest truth. Like, that happens so, like, that happens to me. And it's maybe because, like, the ponds I date in are just like, you know,
you date from the obnoxious pond.
I date from the progressive thinking pond.
Yes. The intellectuals.
Well, so you think to yourself, so I think to myself, oh, you know.
The clever blacks. That's what Zuma calls them. You're always dating clever blacks. They hurt your feelings.
No. It's not even that. I think it's just the case of, for me, there are two things that happen. If I'm dating someone, I'm not speaking about anyone in particular, but if I'm dating someone, I find that first they'll tell you like, oh, you're so attractive, whatever. But then you like get into, then all of a sudden they start trying to break me down a little. Like, you know, girl, like, you know, you're not even all that. Like, I dated so-and-so. And then they start like name dropping and I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
I didn't come here saying I'm the hottest girl ever. Yeah. So why are you telling me
this information?
I wasn't
there when you were dating her. And like, maybe she...
And she's not around.
Yeah, she's left you. Let's remember that. She left. I'm here now.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like sometimes, like when men feel inadequate, like as far as, or they feel like you're going to leave them or do better, whatever the case is, they either try and break you down or they try and like cement their authority in your life. Like, I think I'm this and I'm that. And you're like, yeah, but I'm not dating you for your looks. Like, I should hope you're smart.
You know? That's all you got going for you. That's really it. That's it. You got nothing else. But you guys, you make
it's
us believe.
Terrible.
Like, suddenly you're like...
We do.
Actually, I thought I was just smart and funny, but actually...
No, because...
I don't look that bad either. No, because... We're like those monkeys in Planet of the Apes.
You like, so you start primming and primping.
Yeah, suddenly we're like, hang on, we can speak English now. There's no better analogy. Please, Black Twitter, don't destroy me for that. I'm sorry. But it's the best thing I could think of, you know? And then we're like, we're looking at you and we're like... But you know, the other day when I was at Taboo, there were these other chicks looking at me. And next time, why not like see what happens if
no.
if? And the thing is, other chicks smell it.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry to say this, ladies, and I'm telling you as my sister, you know, that, listen, what happens is you guys get us all pumped up, you start laughing at our jokes, and then suddenly, you know, we actually start believing that we're funny.
Yes.
And we actually are. And then the other chicks at the clubs start thinking, he's actually quite interesting. He's cute in that funny little way. You know,
he's got a quirky attraction.
Yeah, he's a funny looking little man or something. You know, with his small car. But he's so cute. I mean, like look at those old shoes he's wearing.
No, but that's the thing. Like, for me, sometimes I like guys who are quirky. Sometimes I like guys who are smart. But I don't ever go for overtly attractive men. Like, just generally speaking. Like, they're not
men.
No,
I've noticed that. I've noticed they're not overtly attractive at all.
Wow. Okay.
Why don't you just try, like, a really hot guy for no good reason for a while and see
you
what happens.
You know what? Wow, I'm gonna get stoned. Like,
by who? Your exes?
They're all gonna be like, oh, so you don't find me overtly attractive?
Well, it's over now. So you know I didn't. Like, I just broke up with you. What do you think I broke up with you for?
No, man. I think it's just the sense of, for me personally, I'm not a visual person. So I'm not someone who can say, like,
you like to use your imagination.
No, I'm not. Because I don't go around thinking I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread. So I'm like, you know, so I don't value I don't value physical, if that makes any sense. You know, I like dressing up and stuff, but it's not like there's a huge emphasis for me on the physical. So when I meet a guy, you need to entertain my mind and you need to be funny and you need to be smart and you need to be going somewhere with your life. If you don't have those things going for you, then I'm just like, cute, but meh, he doesn't.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay. Mm, yeah. Okay. Well, does money help? Like, the fact that they're rich, does that help? I'm not saying they are rich. I'm not saying, like, you've had some guys actually, I don't know if you ever dated a guy who wouldn't be in the upper middle class tier of society. I think generally that's where you leave it there. You don't go lower than that. And I'm good for you, girl.
Oh my gosh.
If you can, go for it, you know.
No, I think because I date older, it helps.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, like, there's no sense of, if you're in a certain age, right? I'm 25. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be 35, then, I mean, you need to be in a different space in your life. And I don't judge it based on the fact that you've gone, like, you know, you're successful, whatever. I judge it based on the fact that, okay, you've had like a 10-year head start on me. I should hope you're doing something with your life.
I hope
we
you're
can't
doing
both
well.
Be hustling.
Yeah, like we can't both be starting off.
Exactly.
All right. Here's an analogy of why finding a husband is so hard, okay? Or finding a man. Let's just start there.
A man.
Gosh, finding a man.
Oh, man.
Finding a man is hard because you find a handsome one, but the brain is empty.
True.
You find a brilliant one, he looks too serious.
Eish.
You find a rich one, he's disrespectful.
Hey.
You find a hardworking one, he never has time for you.
Mm-hmm.
You find a serious one, his ex keeps calling. You find a humble one, he's probably broke.
Yeah.
You find a responsible one, and he's just not romantic.
Yeah.
You find an educated one, and he feels he's always right.
Oh, my fuck.
It does happen to you, right?
Yes.
All of these scenarios.
Yes.
It hasn't happened.
Okay.
You find an illiterate one, and he always gets angry whenever you correct him.
I've never dated an illiterate guy.
Let's not say illiterate, but like not as smart as you. You find a smart one, and he lies every time.
Oh, I've never actually. Maybe.
You never
found
a smart one.
I wouldn't know.
No man has lied to you.
No, of course they have. Yeah, okay, go.
That was it.
Oh, wow, okay. Mm. Okay, makes sense. It makes sense. Mm. But you can't be looking for the perfect package. You know what I'm saying?
There is no such thing as the perfect package. Guys,
really
cut it out. You just got to find a man
who you're willing to work with.
Take, you know, has some level of personal hygiene that is acceptable.
Yeah,
you know. Can hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Kind of doesn't fall asleep when you talk.
Oh, my God.
And has enough ambition to kind of wake up every morning and go do something.
That's it. But you know, this part I'm actually realizing now. And I was speaking to a friend of mine who's a counselor or like a psychologist counselor person.
Mm.
And she was like, so I was telling her about these relationships of mine that always seem to like just go up and
flame. We need answers.
Like
now.
I need, you know, like she was the second best thing to going to what you call a fortune teller. Like, like tell me what is wrong, dude. Like, is there a spell, whatever.
Mm.
So then.
What's wrong?
Exactly.
What do I need to do now?
What do I need to do? Like, do I need a cleansing? You know, what the hell? But I spoke to her, and you know, I wasn't telling her as a counselor, I was just telling her as a friend, and I was just saying, you know, this is what happened. And but the thing is, I'm not someone who doesn't take responsibility. I take responsibility for everything. Like, you leave, I'll be like, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. Okay. So I'm that kind of person.
You're a rare individual.
Very.
Most
apparently.
People are like, it was all his fault.
No, I take full accountability for where I went wrong. But then that's what she said. She was like, you can't be taking responsibility for another human being. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they didn't do something, it's because they didn't do it. It's not because you did this, that they didn't do this. Because at the end of the day, if you want a relationship to work, it takes two people to make
just
it work.
Tango, right?
Exactly. Mm. And so for me, I was like, okay, cool. Like, it was a fresh perspective on, like, you can't fix someone.
No,
you know what
stop
I'm
fixing people, girls.
But
you can't. You can't. Stop it.
The fixer.
Can
I tell you something?
Are you the fixer?
I'm the fixer. But can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. I've never met a man who's acknowledged that they need fixing. Every single man that requires fixing will always say, this is the first thing I've heard from every single man that I've dated that has required fixing. I'm not a fixer-upper. And then in my heart, I know this one. He needs the Holy Spirit.
I feel like I'm perfect as I am. And I just
everyone
need to be
does.
Like I am. I'm not taking responsibility for anything. All my relationships are everyone else's fault. Like, you know. I mean, you can see this. You can hear it. I'm just perfect. And I should be treated as such. I'm just disappointed that I wasn't.
Wow.
But, you know, that's life. Humans are weak. And they're not very good. And until I find a real angel, I'm just going to have to deal with the likes of, you know, you human women. So it's unfortunate, but it's how it is. It's my burden.
What?
It's my burden.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm okay
crazy.
With that, you know, Kenny? I'm like, I'm gonna let
crazy.
You be you. You're lucky you got me, though. I'm still here. And that's generally how I feel.
Maybe that's why it doesn't work out. Is that how you feel in a relationship? Like,
yeah.
That you've got me, so you're lucky. Is that it? Because I find that there are a lot of men that tend to feel that way, and they want to verbalize it to you that the fact that I'm here and present means that you are one lucky woman.
Yeah.
And then for me, that's a challenge. I'm like, okay, go. You and your lucky ass can go and fly and, you know, bestow your luckiness on other women. Yeah.
But I think that's a great challenge. I think you should keep challenging each other. You should not give up on each other. So as a man, I'd be like, okay, let me go find my luckiness. And then give me a couple of weeks, damn it. I'll be back.
No.
I'll be back begging.
No.
I'll be like, I was out there. And they took all my money.
Oh, my God.
And they hurt my feelings. They even stole my car, you know. And that actually happened. And now I'm back. I needed to learn this lesson.
That is crazy.
Men need to learn practical lessons, guys.
No.
Come on.
No, because you know what's funny with men? Men are, they say things like, this is the kind of woman I want, this is what I need, this is what I, you know, they state all these things in advance that they're looking for, what they want, I just want a good girl, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Then they get that. Then you do too much for a man. I think that this is actually where I've been going wrong in all my relationships.
What? There's no such thing as do too much for a man.
No, no, no.
Don't miss the other people.
No.
Okay, let me hear it.
There's a book called what? Why Men Love Bitches. And
whoa!
Yes, and it's written by a female author. And basically she breaks down why men are more attracted to women who are bitchy than they are to women that are like kind and sweet and stuff. And I've realized this because I was like, okay, you know, because I'm not a bitchy kind of woman, especially in a relationship. Like, I'm a giver, I'm a doer. Like, I will give, I will do, I will, I'm a terrible cook, but if you need, I will like
try my
best.
Yeah, tell me what
best.
You made last night. Quickly. We're going to get back on how you try your
Mexican.
Best.
I made Mexican food.
What
it's not
is
really
that?
Like, it's just assembling. So it's like tacos, mince, chopped up tomato, avocado, and then a sauce.
Like from a bottle, like from a jar.
Yeah, a sauce from a jar, definitely.
No, I mean, that's wonderful.
No, but that's...
She's a giver, though.
No. What do you
What
mean?
Else do you give in a relationship?
No, like, when I say I'm a giver, I mean, like, you know... Everything that I'll always listen and I'll always like try my best to like, you know, just do like if someone says, okay, cool, I'm feeling stressed out and they like, let's say, Oreo biscuits and whatever. So then I'll make sure that I buy Oreo biscuits. I do this, you know, things they like, small things like if they like whatever, I will buy it. I will make sure it's always there. I'll make sure it's in their car, in the whatever, you know, so anything that I feel like will de-stress them. Then I'll do like, you know, then I'm like, okay, cool. You know, that's and then, you know, it's just. To me, I find that guys, when you do that, they'll always feel like, oh, they stop being grateful for it. They start thinking, oh, well, what else would you do? Like, it's like, bitch, please. like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But, you know, that doesn't mean you must stop giving. There will come a day when you meet the right guy. Because I also think that, like what you're saying now, every woman thinks they're a great giver. I must be honest about that.
That is probably true.
And,
that is probably
and
true.
And not everyone is, you know. I found that there are a lot of people who are under-giving, even though they feel like they, you know, they're giving
over-give
a lot. It's like, actually, you know, you could do a little bit more. but I think we should break it down.
Okay.
What does a man need? The basics. It's just like Maslow's hierarchy.
Yeah.
He needs to be fed.
Mm.
And then does shelter come before feeding? I'm not sure.
No, I think food.
Food first, right?
Food first, yeah.
And then a nice clean place to stay.
Yes, yes.
And then sex is number three, definitely.
Yeah.
And then intellectual stimulation.
Yeah.
You get those three, right?
And then four.
And then finally, just like love the women that are already in his life and everything will be perfect.
No, because can I tell you, when you do too much, especially in the beginning, that's where I go wrong. Like from the beginning, I already do too much. So I'm already like, oh, you know, let me take care of this. Let me do that.
No,
because they take it for granted. Then they're like, oh, okay, so I've already got her. Like, I don't need to work at this shit anymore. Then they get very comfortable. By the first month, they're already like, oh my God, I've got her. Like, I don't need to work.
Yeah.
I don't need to buy her flowers. Mm. I mean, she's here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so they get into that phase of just comfortability that, okay, no, she's not going anywhere.
I figured it out,
what?
Candy. And I have the same problem. You and I have the same problem. It's true.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do. And here's our problem.
Yes.
We choose the wrong people. We choose the least likely to be impressed by us and all the things that we give and do.
Yeah.
And also the least likely to literally be, what's the word I'm looking for? To be grateful, you know, and that's my own fault.
Yeah.
And maybe I might sound like arrogant as ever, but you know, you can write me if maybe you're an ex and you,
yeah,
you feel
tweet
different.
Us, at
tweet
Candace
us. Let me know.
I want to know.
Let Candace know. Let me know if Candace is totally putting this all one sided and you are a great, fantastic guy.
Okay, that would be a lie, but okay, go on. Like, say your side.
So you must never stop giving, you know. I remember dating somebody who once upon a time, after giving all of that, they always ask for more. And you're like, but you didn't even ask me how my day was.
Oh,
and you're already asking me for like cash or whatever. And it's good. You know, it's good to feel needed. But I suppose the thing is, who are you giving that needing to?
Definitely.
And we've got to take responsibility for that.
Yeah.
I think everyone's got to take responsibility for that. And because you can't stop giving, or you can't give less.
No, that's true.
Because then you're going to mess yourself up.
Yeah.
And I think that's really sad. Because imagine your relationship is over and you're like, but what if I'd done more?
Mm. No, but that's the thing. Because for me, as soon as, when I walk away from a relationship, I know I did everything I could in that relationship. So I really don't have time to look back. So you can come back, knock on my door. I'm just like, no, thank you. Bye.
Do you think Tuli needs to do a report for you and your relationship? Like, seriously, you know, what do we call it?
An investigative report.
Yeah, I think an investigative report, because she really goes,
lovely.
She's thorough, you know.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Just to show you where you kind of went wrong you can improve.
Yeah, I'm
and where actually you were right.
Because
it's always good to know.
Yeah.
Like, there I was right, so I can trust my instincts.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I see a guy like this next time, I will know that's not the one for me.
Yeah.
Generally, because you kind of pick the same kind of guy.
I don't. Like, I do try and change the model up. Okay, they have, like, similar body types, probably.
They all look the same.
I realize this.
It's like cookie cutter.
It's very weird, right? It's very weird. But
like, I don't even know if it's a new guy. Because he looks exactly like the last guy.
I date doppelgangers. I'm the same person.
And they all wear these weird spectacles, if they wear spectacles.
Oh,
there you go. You see, that's why I wasn't sure, because I wasn't sure if it was the same guy or different guys, because very confused, and they have the exact same haircut.
You are so silly.
Exact same haircut. Others are more t-shirt and jeans, but it's usually black t-shirt and black jeans. Others are usually like a suit, but it's usually a black suit with, you know, a black jacket with black pants.
Yeah,
it's the same, eh?
No.
They sound the same.
The style was definitely different with one of them.
And they kind of speak slow-ish.
No, you know. This is ridiculous, but
like, where's the romance?
No.
Like, do they shell at you?
No.
Can you imagine?
Because
Candy,
I think
you're so beautiful and so hot. Oh my, never met
wow.
a more beautiful woman wow. in my life.
Wow.
How did I ask you?
No.
Will you please be in my life?
Oh my gosh. They don't speak that slow. Oh, I would die. I would die. No, it's okay. It's not that.
I know you guys. We were friends before you dated Candy.
With and all of them. That's very weird. That's weird.
We're kind of friends. We played soccer together.
That one was long gone, by the way. But yes, there's... You know what it is? I think I date guys who become very much... initially, when we start dating, they're very much about me. And they're like, you know, they're always telling me how beautiful I am or how great I am and whatever. But that lasts for about like a week. Because then I start like already like just like giving and like doing and like, you know, buying groceries, that kind of crazy shit.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, not like full groceries, but like whatever we're going to eat for the day or the night, whatever.
Well, then what? Have you moved in?
No. I leave. That's the thing. That's another convenient factor. Oh. I'm not one of those people.
So you buy groceries, you make the food, and then you leave. So the other girl can come.
No, I eat.
After you've eaten.
And then I leave.
Yeah, and then it's like, yo, Susie, she's gone now. We've still got plenty of leftovers.
No, but you see, that's the problem. Because for me, like, I'm like, okay, I want to still give you your space. I don't want to, like, you know, over... coddle you.
I want to give
you your space, but
I
want to leave. Exactly. I want to leave, come back, whatever. And
no sleepovers.
No, because I think, like, you know, in the beginning especially, like, you want people to have their own space. So I think that's the problem. So they lie to me, they deceive me in the beginning. They're like all about me, and they check on me, and they call me, and they, you know, they're always like, wow, I can't believe you're with me. Next thing you know, they just switch it up on me, like, you know, you're lucky to be here with me. I'm like,
oh my gosh, oh my that's God. Like no good,
nigga, what the hell.
That's not even fair.
Yeah. And then they're like, you know, and that's the thing, like, I feel like because I do so much, maybe like they start feeling like, oh, she thinks she's gonna do this and leave me. No, I'm gonna break her down in the beginning.
Yeah.
So that she can't.
Oh,
leave.
By the time you're leaving, you're like, you're like, there's
I
nothing
can't
left.
Be better than this.
Yeah.
You know?
But you still leave though.
No, exactly. They don't know that just because I'm kind and nice in the bit, like, I will leave you. Like, I don't have that time. Like, as soon as I stop laughing around you, you know it's pretty much game over. Like,
oh wow, there's no comeback.
No, there's no comeback.
Come on, there's got to be a comeback. There's got to be like, listen, I noticed. I think we've been going through a very tough time right now.
But and I don't just want date men like that. That's the problem. I don't date men. Oh my God, I was about to say something that would kill. They would kill me.
Just tell me.
But I don't date men that
tell
like,
me.
No, I was gonna say masculine men like that.
Oh really?
No,
this
no,
is very revealing.
No.
Guys,
no,
you're getting
sorry,
jewels here.
I'm sorry,
we're
guys.
Dropping jewels
I'm sorry,
your way.
I'm sorry.
If you ever like, you should see Candy today. In fact, I'm gonna put up once.
No.
You know, I'm gonna put up a picture of what Candy looks like today. Stop wasting our time here.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Stop it.
And make sure that you come correct. You've heard the criteria. And we're not playing games anymore.
Oh,
we're serious.
My gosh.
So after you've seen her and now you get serious, make sure your lobola money is ready because we're not waiting 2 years.
Whatever.
You know?
No. Like, when I say mess, I just mean, like, I need a guy who's, like, very firm in, like, you know, not firm in a rude way, but he's firm in the sense that, you know, if we're fighting, he needs to step up and be like, look, you know, I understand that you're acting a little crazy right now. But I'm going to leave and I will come back. You know, kind of thing. I don't need a guy who's going to sulk. Like, I don't like sulkers. And I seem to always get sulkers. Like,
you do, though.
We have, like, we have a small fight and then they go and sulk in a corner. And I'm like, what the fuck? Now, I've got to be the man, too. Like, now I'm becoming
and you
got to
go there
correct.
And be like, come on, baby. Let's talk about this. What's wrong? You want a man who's like, listen, babe, what's going on exactly? What is the problem?
Yeah. You're acting shady. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why? Why did you stop laughing at my jokes, Candy? Why? Because like they were funny 2 days ago.
That's
what's changed.
Yeah, like you acting weird. Like, what the hell is
in front
up?
Of people, you don't laugh anymore.
You know?
How am I supposed to feel about that? My self-esteem is going down here.
Okay, don't be like a bitch about it.
We've turned it around, haven't we? Right there. I think I saw myself go the wrong, you know? It's so much easier when you're not in a relationship to be objective. Because if we were really in a relationship, I wouldn't have seen that I just...
delved into
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a little bit...
carried away there.
Yeah.
Away.
How you make me feel in front of people. How am I supposed to feel?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. No, but yeah. So anyway, like that's my romantic life. And
I can't talk about my romantic
life. Lack thereof.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Because we started this talking about like the state capture report.
And then we spoke about the state capture of my relationship.
It always ends up being about your relationship, Candy.
You know,
we didn't sort this out.
If we had to know, but if we had to have reality shows, I think people would have like... an insight into like my dating life. And
yeah, I think they'd be very educated by it. My reality show right now would be very educational for anyone who wants to understand the South African legal system and how it actually works. And has never really seen a court before. You know, I mean, every other week I'm there. anyone who wants to know how expensive litigation can be,
and
you
if
know.
They should go into that career.
Yeah, and really, because my sister now, who's literally about, like now in December, is going to be a CA, fully qualified. She's done her hours. She's done everything. She's about to be a chartered accountant. It's taken her nearly 7 years.
Yeah.
After she's heard like my legal bill, she's like, I should have become a lawyer. And I'm like, yeah, actually, you should have.
Huh. Oh, Tuso just tweeted us, by the way.
What did he say?
He says, sometimes a man's got to sulk. I'm like, no, brother. Like, like sulk alone. Be
actually,
a man
no,
in front of me.
For,
don't
for
sulk
a man
alone.
To sulk?
There
Let's
is,
be honest.
Okay, there is.
When should a man sulk?
No, no, no. But
and how
I
should he sulk?
No, no, no. A sulking has a time period. So you can sulk for an hour, but then you got to like, just get the fuck over it.
What is a man sulk exactly? It's just
like, you know,
quiet.
Like quiet, and then like they don't want to look at you, and then you offer them water and they're like, no, you know, that kind of bullcrap.
Like,
right?
No,
they
I'm
start
not
acting
thirsty.
Childish. Yeah. Yes. Like, you know, for an hour, like I give everyone an hour. I'm like, you know what? It's a respectable time period for you to gather
that is
yourself.
So fair. That is just like so yourself. Fair of you. Like, I'm giving you an hour. Sort yourself out. Like, I'm going to take my hour,
you know, get to
the last minute. You're like, leave me alone. I still got a minute of sulking. Don't ask me about the water.
Yeah, so you can have your dignity intact, you know, after the hour. After that, it's just
after
like,
the hour, it's like, okay.
What the hell are we doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. But really, I mean, like, I always wonder, like we should have a honeymoon phase for at least the first 6 months of dating. Like, the
I
first six
so.
Months should be trouble-free. It should be
so.
A big surprise one day when somebody turns around and is themselves, you know, where you go, wow. This is who you really are. Like, all this time, you were just so cool, and and everything was okay, because like a relationship is
it,
like if you get married, it's forever, right?
Months. Yeah.
And you're gonna have a lot of time to make it hard. Like, seriously.
Exactly.
You're gonna have moments where you're gonna sulk for days.
Yeah.
Can we just for now just be able
be
to
happy.
Get over ourselves? Just like, I had a 5 minute sulk and I'm not even sure what that was about. And that's okay. That's all I need is 5 minutes. Or even just a brr and I'm back. You know,
exactly.
Because for the first 6 months, I would just like to be happy. Like, there is no issue.
Right?
That's an issue. Like, I trust everything. Yeah. You didn't pick. You said you were just going out with the girls for until like 7 this evening, and you didn't come back till the following morning. I called you about 5 times, and I just kind of gave up. I just gave it to the Lord, because if you were hurt and injured and lying in a ditch, we'll figure out in the morning. But fortunately, you weren't hurt and disfigured and lying in a ditch. Here you are the following morning. I trust that you and your girls had such a good time that your battery probably died. You couldn't get hold of me, you forgot my number, and you couldn't use one of your girls' phones, and you decided to sleep over at one of their houses, and now here you are.
The trusting times, right?
Yes.
But tell me something, especially in the beginning of dating, what is a respectable amount of communication in a day? Like, for a man, like, how many times do you want to communicate? And I'm not talking about excessive communication.
At least three.
I love you. Like, you know, right? And
just three.
Exactly. I say
good
it's
morning,
the morning.
Baby. Hi.
A nice good morning. And then you have like a very brief conversation.
Yes.
Right?
Or you can have a long one. It's up to you.
Yeah, whatever. But there needs to be some sort of conversation around the morning.
Yes.
Then midday somewhere, like, hi, just checking in on you.
Yeah.
That's not even a conversation.
No,
it
no,
just
it's
needs
not.
To be
it's
just
not.
Checking in on you.
Yeah, how are you doing? I'm just checking.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Exactly.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just kind of busy. I'm just going to be doing some things.
Yeah.
And you?
No, I'm also busy, but like, we'll talk later.
Okay, cool.
Right?
Have a nice day.
Thanks, you too.
Love you, bye.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
That's, okay, and then in the evening, then that's the call. Like, it's just a call to say, hey, how are you doing?
That's
whatever.
Like, hey, so
right?
What you doing?
Because we both got time.
Yeah. No, I'm just watching the fixer.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's actually one of the problems I had in a past relationship. Whereby, like, now all of a sudden, you're making me feel like I forced you into this union. Like, you know what I'm saying? You say morning
like you... Would
yeah.
Why? Why do you want to know how my morning was?
Like, you woke up and you were like, how the fuck did I end up here?
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
And then it's like, oh, no, you demand too much. I'm like, I just want a morning.
Yeah.
I just want the midday hello.
Yeah.
And I just want the evening goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm
just
saying?
Just like one of those nice evening calls, you know?
And a problem with dating an older man is that he'll always say things like, oh, it must be a 20-something-year-old thing.
Is that right?
You know, and I'm just like, this guy. I was actually thinking this other word, but...
Why? You know, you older guys are giving us a bad name out here. You know, I'm one of those older guys, and actually, it's not fair what you're doing. It's not fair what you're doing to Candy.
And
you know, she's in media, so she's talking to her girlfriends right now, and even people who are not her friends. She's like spreading rumors about us.
And I'm probably going to blog about
it. Yeah, she's probably going to write something
gonna
about...
I'm probably going to write a book about
it. Yeah, like dating an older man. Like, what the hell are you guys doing?
I know.
Get out!
It's straight savage.
No, it's not right. I'm mad at these guys. Actually, I'm mad. Yeah. And I'm not mad for you. Because like, hey, you know what? It's your relationship. It's your problem. You didn't ask me when you started dating them, because I would have given you my opinion right there and then.
Well, you did give me your opinion on once or twice.
And I stopped because it didn't stop you. I was like, I don't want to lose this friendship because I know.
But that opinion was very like, and it was like, but he looks kind of serious. You're like, he just looks serious.
I know how you all work. You know, I give you a proper opinion and I tell you everything, right?
Yeah.
And then when it's all good, you're like, you know, Dimisha said something the other day, babe. And I really didn't like it. Hey.
That is so true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what happened.
And then the guy's like, he said, what? Yeah. About me? Who does he think he is? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
But men, you know what's funny about men? None of them want to pretend, like, all of them want to pretend like they're not intimidated, right? Other men in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I remember I was telling about one of my best friends, and I was like, I'm telling someone I was in a relationship with about one of my best friends, and we'd all gone out together, and he got approached by like a model scout kind of thing. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so happy for him. Like, you know, they think he's so good looking that he can actually do this. And he was just like, oh, he's not that bad. Like, I was like, I wasn't saying he's better looking than you. I was just saying.
You know, this has actually nothing to do with
nothing.
You.
Nothing.
He's just a good looking guy. Like, that doesn't mean we've compared.
There's no correlation between.
Yeah. I think it's because we're competitive.
There and now.
There. I must say I'm guilty. I'm going to put my hand
up. It's ridiculous.
If you said, if my woman says her guy friend is really hot and gorgeous, whatever, he's so beautiful that they're going to make him a model, I'd be like, okay. Ooh. You know, at least he's got that going for him. You know, I'll probably find some way. Like,
no,
I'm good looking and I've got a personality.
No. But I find that what men do is like they take this thing where any person that's not family, that's male in your life, you don't even need to be talking about it.
I don't even know where you're going with this, but
it.
I know.
You know, they already hate the person just from the mere fact that they're male. And
he's got a penis, doesn't he?
Like, it's,
and that
it's
thing
so
has
ridiculous.
A mind of its own. It's not him I don't trust. It's his penis. His penis.
That is so ridiculous to me. That is so dumb. Like, it really is dumb to me.
His penis did not make a promise to you or to me. That it would never cross that line. In fact, his penis is asking him why he made that contract with you in the first place. Every day. It's like, dude, really? You really said to her, all we are is friends. Like, you're selling us out here. What is my job in all of this? Why am I here? I feel redundant. And those things talk. They're very loud sometimes. They're very persuasive. So I like to make sure that if you have friends with penises, I make friends with them myself. And you know what is wise is make friends with these guys so that you actually become very friendly.
Yeah.
But let them see your dangerous side every now and again. Not against them, just against random other guys. So every time you go for a drink, now and again, just get a little bit aggressive with someone else. You know? Talk about the dangerous things you know how to do every now and again. Yeah, but as a fun thing.
Yeah.
And then leave it
as
there.
As a joke.
Yeah.
But it's very silly to me. I'm like, why is this like, you know, a competition? You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I really don't mind. I'm actually one of the most chilled out people. Like, if I'm in a relationship with someone and they come back and they say, oh my gosh, this is my best friend Cindy or whatever, I'd be like, I just want to meet Cindy. Like, for me, whether Cindy's a supermodel or not, like, I
I'm not buying it.
What?
I'm not buying what you just told me.
Shut up.
And you guys out there, like, guys, I know some of you might be fooled by the pictures you see on her social media. She's a good looking girl. She looks like she's always smiling, but she's a lioness. They tend to bite things.
No, man.
And rip heads off.
Like,
I'm not fooled by that. She doesn't want to meet Cindy just because she wants to know if Cindy's a really friendly girl. She wants to size her up and then make sure you understand that if you ever do anything crazy with Cindy, she's going to cut you.
No, I just want to meet Cindy to see, like, why has that line never... No, because I know, like, women are crazy. I do know this. And women will be like, she could be your friend for, like, 10 years. And then she sees a girl that she thinks is, like, a threat. Like, oh, damn, she wants him? oh, maybe there is something. Like, I forgot to look at this guy this way. If this girl can want it, then all of a sudden they start wanting your man, and then it becomes a problem.
Oh.
But, you know, because I just know that women just think differently sometimes. They just lose their
women,
mind.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, women, if I'm sounding, like, in any way sexist. And that's my disclaimer. But there's a lot of madness. There's like a lot of therapy that needs to be done. Like that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I find that the one thing, if you as a woman want another woman to take your man, even if she wasn't interested, is to make that woman think that she's somehow
inferior.
You know, that you as a woman are somehow her man's type. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like I would find that in my relationship sometimes, if a woman is like insecure about another woman, that I'm just like, really? You're insecure about her?
Yeah.
And I never really thought.
Yeah.
Or it's either, I never thought that she would want to sleep with me.
Yeah.
Number one. Like, you really or I didn't really want to sleep with her to begin with.
Yeah.
But then the woman is like, yeah, I can see the looks between the two of you and stuff. And you're like, so you think there's a chance?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And once you've put that into the atmosphere, somehow both people smell it.
No. Because you know what I think it is? Like, there's some sort of like, sometimes some women, and I'm not saying all women, definitely some, have like this thing of just competition with other women, and they don't like other women excelling. You know what I'm saying? So if they see you happy and they don't like you, trust me, your man is automatically a target, because they say, oh, she thinks she's all that, so I'm going to show her she's not all that, because I'm going to take her man. You know what I'm saying? So it's not got nothing to do with the man. The man is like, oh my God.
He's a pawn.
He should be forgiven. I'm so attractive. Like, every woman wants me. No, it's not about your attractiveness. It's about her hate for me. You know, pull your shit together.
So you can't benefit from another woman's hate for your woman. It's actually wrong, isn't it? I understand it now. Thank you for clearing that up.
Wow.
That has been the lesson for today. Because before, I really believed it was all about me. And now I'm realizing it's so evil to benefit from another woman's hate for your woman.
It is so disgusting.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
How could I? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for all these years. I'm just saying that. I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh, whatever.
I am.
Like, look, I think all women, like, okay, not all women, disclaimer. I think a lot of women, like, I mean, myself included, we've got a lot of crazy in us. You know,
we never know
what's going to tick you off and just put you off balance. But I think...
Look, I personally think you're a great human being.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
But I know the truth. Thankfully, because I never dated you. So I see who you are for who you are, you know? So the fact that I still really like you as a human being, I love you as a person, it's real, you know? And sometimes that's why I think people shouldn't just rush into dating, you know? Like, get to know someone for a long time. Let them date other people for a while. I know.
Observe them dating other people.
Yeah, as a man, it's like kind of hard. It's like, how am I going to do this? Because, like, they might never come back. And it's okay. Like, it's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the lesson for today, gents.
What exactly? Like,
let her go. Let someone else deal with that madness.
That is not the lesson of the day, guys. You will end up alone and miserable.
No man who's alone is miserable. Look at Leonardo DiCaprio.
What? Oh my gosh, that is the most ridiculous thing.
Like, Leonardo, how long has Leonardo been single?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
He's so happy. He gets to travel the world and save the seals. No one's asking him, when are you coming back? I'm tired of you and these damn whales. No one's competing with him and all that.
That's ridiculous. Don't take that advice, y'all. Don't take that advice.
I'm enjoying myself right now, I must say. I'm just like, wow. I might just try this for a couple of years.
Yeah. And then, like, in 2 years, you get married again.
Probably. You'll know all about it. I'll invite you. You're invited already.
Thank you. To the future wedding. I appreciate it.
I don't know which side, like, because it's awkward all the way around. I've got a lot of female friends who might end up being my groom's women. Is that possible?
Yeah. It is possible. I don't know how it would work, but it's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. Well, that's a story for another day.
Oh, let's my get out gosh. Of here. That was such a fun show discussing my sock.
Oh, man. You know, I'm so glad we did that, though. What are we doing? What are we talking about next week? Because we weren't supposed to be talking about Thule and state capture, and we ended up not talking about it at all.
Yeah, I think there'll be a new story next week.
Oh, by the way, what was the song you wanted us to play?
We played it before the show. We played...
Okay, let's play this one. It's an oldie, but it's definitely a goodie. You know what I mean? for me, it's like, this is love, real love. This is who you should be looking for. Someone who you cannot believe would want to be with you. You should always look at it that way.
Okay.
Here we go. Alicia Keys, In Common. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, guys. Bye. CliffCentral.com.